Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, with a couple of super local stories that are going on around the Chicago area. Seamus, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be on with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the show today. And I love your first story today, the return of Bob Mariano. We know the Mariano grocery store was sold to Kroger's a couple of years back. Bob Mariano, who started it all, sold it. And now he's going to get back into the grocery business in Chicago, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is a very, very Chicago story. Bob Mariano, he grew up, he was born on the Northwest Side. He was a deli clerk at Dominick's and later went on to befriend Dominic DiMatteo, the owner of Dominic's. Bob became, went on to run Dominic's. Then he launched Mariano's. That got bought out. Now he's teaming up with the original Dominic's grandson, a guy named by the name of Jay Owen, to open new grocery stores in Chicago. It's going to be quite interesting. It's a throwback to the old Dominic's days.
Isn't it called Dom's? What's the name of the new store going to be? That's going to be in Lincoln Park, I think, right?
Yeah, the first one's going to be in Lincoln Park. They're calling it Dom's Market and Kitchen.
Yeah,
and with they haven't announced the location where in Lincoln Park, but that hopes to be the first of many around the city. They're not going to be a traditional. It's not going to look like Mariano's. Bob Mariano is saying I think they've got an idea for perhaps even post-COVID, how do you do this? It's going to have more of a focus on prepared foods. There still will be groceries, of course, but they want to open it up for cooking demonstrations and wine tastings and some more interactive things. I think they're just trying to sort of spice up the experience a little bit. But, Bob Mariano's got a long history of sort of providing stores and experiences that that people trust. And I know a lot of people have said ever since Kroger took over his stores.
Not the same.
People say they're not quite the same.
Yeah, not the same. I would be one of those people to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. We're a little bit out on when this is going to happen. They've pegged it as next March. I think anyone that's sort of attaching dates to any construction projects right now is probably just being optimistic or just throwing something at the wall. But it's interesting. We don't know where else he's planning on going, but they do want to be in centralized places. That's why they said they pick Lincoln Park, just because of the density. So Dom's Market and Kitchen, another place to look for toilet paper and hand sanitizer next year.
That's right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really unique shopping experience, so I'll be curious to see what that is when it happens. Also, this morning, a brand new project has been approved by City Council to deliver some affordable housing for people who really need it, right?
Yeah, this is going on in Logan Square, and it's right next to the Logan Square Blue Line station. There's been a city-owned, CTA-owned parking lot there that really doesn't get much use at all. And so they've dreamed up sort of ideas of how they can use this to help the whole neighborhood, not necessarily put in a 10-story luxury apartments. Logan Square, as you know, has just boomed over the last 10 years or so, and rents have skyrocketed. It's pushed out a lot of the original residents or most recent residents. So the alderman out there, a guy named Carlos Ramirez Rosa, has been pushing this plan to use that lot to build 100% affordable housing, including about 60% of it would be for folks with CHA vouchers. So they're really trying to make a push for the folks folks that are being left behind as Logan Square booms, to keep them in the neighborhood. And it got approved yesterday by the Chicago City Council. There's been much debate. Some of the landlords around the neighborhood were fighting against it. There's a lawsuit going on. But the City Council signed off on $24 million in bonds to support the project. That's about half the price. And they hope to start moving forward on it. Like I said, it's going to be 100 units. A lot going to CHA folks, also going to folks that are earning less than the medium income in the area. So yeah, it's, you know, affordable housing, as you know, is one of the the hottest topics around town. How can we keep our residents in the neighborhoods where they grew up?
Right.
So this is an interesting plan to keep an eye on.
But the protests coming up from people who would rather see some highline projects going in there instead of housing for people who are low income.
Right, and it'd be hard to argue that Logan Square does not have enough of those, doesn't have plenty of high-end luxury apartments. And you know, you go down Milwaukee Avenue, and everywhere you look, there's a construction project going and putting in taking out a 10-unit building and put in 3 units. So it's a neighborhood that everyone wants to move into, but they're trying to find a balance to help keep the flavor of what made it so interesting to begin with.
Well,
so,
it'll be interesting
project.
In this COVID-19 era, especially, new projects are going to be very interesting. Finally, two breweries in the Malt Row part of the Ravenswood area are helping out a food pantry this weekend.
Right. I don't think it could be a Block Club report without some sort of craft brewery update. And so these are two of the mainstays of the Ravenswood neighborhood, Dovetail Brewery and Beguile Brewery, which they're on the, they've been calling it Malt Row because it lines up and down Ravenswood from about Foster to about Irving Park. And every couple blocks, there's a brewery there about the same size. They're all, offering some sort of, curbside or online stuff. But they usually team up this time of year for something they call Mayfestiversary, a spring block party up and down Ravenswood. But that, of course, is not going to look like it normally does. And the real loser in that one is the local food pantry. Friendship Center in Lincoln Square, they get the proceeds from this thing. It funds usually a quarter of their annual budget or so, a little bit less than that. So Dovetail and Beguile are trying their best to keep it going. They're doing a virtual block party with a little bit of in-person. There's going to be food trucks outside the breweries. They're going to be doing beer sales for curbside. It's not going to be the same, but they're trying their best. They're going to be doing virtual brewery tours, and you can give donations. You can even, the thing that caught my eye is they're doing a Sunday beer brunch online. So, not only do they want you to drink beer at 10 a.m., they're sitting in front of your computer doing it. So, it's going to be, you got to be hardcore there to jump onto that. But they're doing everything they can. They want to keep the money flowing to Friendship Village, Friendship Center.
Yeah, good cause, and it's a holiday weekend. So, 10 a.m. drinking. Not my cup of tea exactly, but I guess for a lot of people it might be. If you want to get some more information, you can go to blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Dean, thank you. Have a very nice long weekend.
Thank you. You do the same. Seamus Toomey, the editor-in-chief and co-founder, Block Club Chicago.